Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Pete Sepp, the Vice President of Communication with National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. Pete, tell us a little bit about NTU.
We were founded back in 1969 to work for lower taxes, limited government, and economic freedom at all levels. Obviously, we've got a long way to go in fulfilling that mission.
You know, I hate to think where we'd be if you guys hadn't been around.
Well, right. That's the thing. We swim against the tide, and sometimes we reach the shore. Other times, well, we just have to keep looking at it.
Exactly. So that's NTU.org. Also, you have a foundation, don't you?
Yes, a research and educational arm, also on the website at NTU.org.
All right, so check that out, folks, and please support them. They do good work, and they're out there working hard for small businesses, I'll tell you that. Speaking of which, Pete, talk to us about some of the issues of your new complexity report, tax system complexity report, that specifically hit small businesses hard.
Well, yes, of course. The average small business, according to IRS statistics, spends between 60 and 80 hours just to comply with the federal income tax portion of the laws. And that's, of course, a huge burden, the equivalent of at least a two-week vacation for most business owners, not that they ever get to take it.
What's that?
But of greater interest was the information collection budgets figures. We talked about how they're 6.7 billion hours of compliance, that's up by 300 million hours from the year before. One of the reasons, 40 million additional hours were added to the compliance burden because of something called Form 8941, Credit for Small Employer Health Insurance Premiums. Now, this is a tiny, tiny slice of the Obamacare law. And it added 40 million hours of compliance.
Is this where small business owners are going to have to report monthly on their employees' healthcare situation?
This is just for a small credit that the law initially created. This has nothing to do even with all of the exchanges, the mandates for coverage. Those are going to add hundreds of millions more hours, in my estimation. You know, if people need to realize this situation with tax compliance that we have right now is as good as we're going to get, and it's already
terrible.
So what
we have right now, which is untenable, is going to be, we're going to wish for this for what the way it is right now in a couple of years.
Yes, it is coming down the pike full force. And again, we're not just talking about additional tax payment liabilities.
Right.
We're talking about compliance liabilities. The IRS is going to be doing things such as creating and enforcing an entirely new definition of income for purposes of the exchanges, for purposes of the small business coverage mandate.
And small business owners are going to have to report that, aren't they?
Yes. And,
there's one of those that's going to have to be done every month.
Yes, and there's going to be interaction between the IRS and other federal agencies at levels that there has never been before.
What happened to privacy, and Pete?
Absolutely out the window.
So the IRS, where before the FBI couldn't get to your finances, your tax information by the IRS or other groups, they're going to be able to do that now.
There's going to be a lot more information sharing, especially between IRS.
That is,
and
you know what? That's
services.
The kind of stuff that causes revolutions, Pete.
Well,
it is a very
daunting thing when you realize there is going to be a level of government coordination over things, details of your everyday business activity that you've never seen before. Yeah, and
this is very scary, my friends, and all because of Obamacare. And don't you think that the ultimate goal of Obamacare for the proponents of it is to make it so burdensome and so ridiculously oppressive that will, whenever somebody proposes that, let's just let the government take it over and you won't have to do that, we'll actually say, okay, whatever. Whatever.
Yeah, there's,
don't you think that's kind of the goal?
There is a lot of agitation for that called the single-payer health care system.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm just saying that nobody, none of us want that now, but if they put so much oppressive Obamacare regulations on us, we'll actually say, whatever, we'll make it easier. Please take the pain away.
Yes, and there is a large caucus of Democrats, the Democratic Progressive Caucus, that's agitating for just that. Our foundation put a cost on that bill of more than $1.1 trillion,
wow,
with a T, annually.
Wow. Folks, wake up. Wake up when you're thinking about sending people to Washington, when you're talking to your members of Congress. Wake up. These are things that are happening right in front of us. Pete, thanks for being here. Thanks for pointing these out to us. Come
Always
back soon.
Always a pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Pete Sepp, ladies and gentlemen, with NTU.org. Check out their website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.